that idea, man. You take me for a walk under the sycamore tree. The dark trees that blow, baby, in the dark trees that blow, and I'll see you, and you'll see me, and I'll see you in the branches that blow in the breeze. I'll see you in the tree. I'll see you in the tree. Under the sycamore tree.
We don't know what will happen or when, but there are owls in the roadhouse.
The roadhouse. Something is happening, isn't it, Margaret?
Yes.
Thank you. Just like what happened to you in Pittsburgh that time. Huh, Cooper?
Anybody.
Sweet nectar that infused one's heart with a desire to live life in truth and beauty. Generally speaking, a ghastly place, reeking of virtue's sour smell, engorged with the whispered prayers of kneeling mothers, mewling newborns, and fools, young and old, compelled to do good without reason. But I am happy to point out that our story does not end in this wretched place of saccharine excess. For there's another place, its opposite. A place of almost unimaginable power, chock full of dark forces and vicious secrets. No prayers dare enter this frightful maw. Spirits there care not for good deeds or priestly invocations. Theirs like to rip the flesh from your bones, greet you with a happy good day. And if harnessed, these spirits in this hidden land of unmuffled screams and broken hearts would offer up a power so vast that its bearer might reorder the earth itself to his liking. Oh. This place I speak of is known as the Black Lodge, and I intend to find it.
You're in the Black Lodge with the Dead Cooper.
I'm wasting for you.
We'll be right back. When this kind of fire starts, it is very hard to put out. The tender boughs of innocence burn first, and the wind rises, and then all goodness is in jeopardy.
Last good news. Last the mule was, he's going to come back in style. my cousin. Heart doesn't cheat or almost like that. It's who it was, Laura Palmer.
But it is Laura Palmer. Are you Laura Palmer?
Again in 25 years. Meanwhile,